This weekend, we get to hear a gospel that is familiar to many, if not most of us. That is the 8 Beatitudes. But what does the word beatitude even mean? Well, would you believe me if I told you that the meaning of the word beatitude depends on which Mass you go to this weekend? If you were to go to Mass in English and in Spanish this weekend, you'd hear 2 different words. Well, obviously, Father, that's because it's 2 different languages. Okay, that's true. That's true. But even the meaning of the 2 different words is generally considered not the same. So in English, the word that we just heard 8 times was blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they who mourn, blessed. And if you listened to the gospel this weekend at any of our masses in Spanish, the word you would hear 8 times is dichoso. But not a single dictionary or online translator or person that I could find could tell me that the word dichoso means blessed. In fact, the only place that I saw dichoso meaning blessed was for somewhat of a slang meaning of the word blessed. Apaga de una vez el dichoso teléfono. Turn off that blessed phone once and for all. I guess I could say that at Mass once or twice, probably. The more common translation of the word dichoso is happy. But in a beautiful way, at our beautiful parish, even if unintentional, the words blessed and happy both get at the meaning of the Beatitudes. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a summary of our Catholic teaching, makes a bold statement. It says, the Beatitudes reveal the goal of human existence. That sounds like a paragraph you should read, whether you're doing the Catechism in a year or if you've never heard of the Catechism. It says, the Beatitudes reveal the goal of human existence. And what is the goal of human existence? It says that God calls us to his own beatitude. If someone is pure, if someone is persecuted, if someone is mourning, if someone is poor in spirit, we respond that will make them like God. And in turn, help them to discover a happiness that is not found in being famous or popular or rich or athletic. In other words, the Beatitudes show us how happiness can only really be found at the source. Not that all those things are always obstacles to happiness, but they can sometimes be illusions, if not imposters. If I want to be happy as a person, that will come in my development as a person in the image of God. Pope Benedict XVI, who we have celebrated and remembered in these recent weeks, said that authentic human development concerns the whole of the person in every single dimension. He continues by saying, if it does not involve the whole man and every man, it is not true development. Well, that strikes me as a particular gift, as this weekend marks the beginning of National Catholic Schools Week in the United States. It struck me 2 weeks ago at our Catholic school, Sacred Heart, when we were doing a school project, and I watched an eighth grader show a first grader generosity, and that first grader show the eighth grader gratitude. Or just last week, when I had three servers assisting with a funeral in the afternoon, and then a couple hours later, watched them on the basketball court. None of those events happened in the classroom, but all of them seem to speak to the authentic human development that Benedict referred to, forming the whole person. A school focusing purely on the academic would be important, but insufficient. A focus on only the spiritual would be important, but insufficient. And focusing only on service would be important, but insufficient. And let's be clear, a school that focuses on all of them without a family that reinforces it will be insufficient. The word beatitude, dichoso, happy, or blessed? Take your pick, because we are called to both, and we find both of them in God.